March 11th, 1900. Encounter with a soul in purgatory. It continues almost always in the same way. This morning, I saw good Jesus more afflicted than usual, threatening immortality of people. And I saw that in certain towns many were dying. Then I passed by purgatory, and as I recognized a late friend of mine, I questioned her about various things regarding my state, especially whether my state is will of God, and whether it is true that it is Jesus who comes, or the devil. In fact, I said to her, "Since you find yourself before the truth, and you know things with clarity, with no possibility of deceiving yourself, you can tell me the truth about my things." And she said to me, "Do not fear. Your state is will of God, and Jesus loves you very much. This is why he is pleased to manifest himself to you." And I, proposing some of my doubts to her, prayed her to be so kind as to see, before the light of truth, whether they were true or false, and to do me the charity of coming and letting me know. And if she did that, as recompense, I would have a mass celebrated in her suffrage. And she added, "If the Lord wants it." Because we are so immersed in God that we cannot even flutter our eyelashes if we do not have his concourse. We dwell in God just like a person who dwelled inside another body, who can think, speak, look, operate, walk, insofar as it is permitted to him by that body which surrounds him on the outside. In fact, for us, it is not like for you who exercise your free volition, your own will. For us, every will has ceased. Our will is only the will of God. From it we live. In it we find all our contentment. And it forms all our good and our glory." And while she was showing an unspeakable contentment for this will of God, we separated.